When I was a teenager, all the students were required to shower after gym class at school. The coach would look us over to make sure we were clean before sending us on our way. Students who didn't shower just didn't pass. But those days are just about over. The reason is because junior hires are so sensitive about their bodies today that it is very painful for them to have to disrobe in front of one another. You know, they vary so much in development at that age that some are grown-up adults and others are still little prepubescent kids. So it's nightmarish for the immature youngster to have to put his or her body on display in front of the wolf pack. They'd just tear him to pieces. When I was a school psychologist, I remember a high school sophomore who absolutely refused to shower because of the ridicule he was getting. After talking to him and seeing how vulnerable he was, I agreed that he shouldn't have to humiliate himself 5 days a week, and I successfully pled his case to the coach. Now, 20 years ago, that lad was an exception. Now, given the body consciousness of the culture, his attitude is common. Another factor is that coaches and teachers have become very leery of false charges of sexual abuse. So this is another reason mandatory showers in schools are being phased out. The result? Teachers have to work in a classroom full of sweaty adolescents who smell like a gymnasium, or worse. It's a sign of the times.
You can contact Dr. Dobson at myfamilytalk.com.